So let's get to our interview with these two folks from the Community Resource and Vision Center. We have, I think you're the executive director, is that the title?
Correct.
Linus Jelinek and Katie Bogalke. She's the new community coordinator, I think. What's your actual title, Katie?
Yes, I am the program and PR coordinator.
Okay. And first, you know, a lot of folks are aware of the things that the Community Resource Center does in our town, but they're not necessarily aware of Community Resource Center itself as the agent that gets things done. So, Linus, why don't you, give us some history and a little bit of what the Community Resource and Vision Center is about.
Okay, I'd love to, Chris. We are in our 13th year of serving the community, and we, big picture is we create a place where people in need or in crisis can come and get connected to resources, because most people have more than one need during a crisis. And that's the big picture of what we do. So what we're doing with the Envision Center and have been since May of 2021 is creating a place, one place, where people can come and access several resources under one roof. And we're really excited of what's happening out at the, it's the old Coldwater Creek campus, but what's happening at the Envision Center. And for instance, today, the new Bonner County Veterans Medical Clinic is opening downstairs from us. And we have partnered with veterans organizations here for many years. And we love serving our veterans. And I think Katie and I were really excited when we dialed in this next spin meeting focused around veterans, that we both have a love for those who have served us.
And SPIN stands for?
Service Provider Information Network.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about a specific event that's coming up there. I do want to say your new, it's more than just offices. It seems like your new center out is in Kootenai.
Yep.
And yes, you mentioned it's in the old Coldwater Creek building, which is now where Lighthouse also has their kind of the corporate headquarters,
yeah.
I think. If you go there and you want to just go there and check it out, you invite people to walk in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have a variety of service providers now that you are collecting under one roof there. You would just go, and I think your signage, is there signage there? It's kind of by the
Sky Bridge.
The Sky Bridge, right? It's underneath the Sky Bridge is where you enter.
Well, now there's a very large flagpole out in front by the VA's front door. And our front door is just beyond that, so really easy to find us.
Okay. Well, you have a brand new staffer here with us, Katie. Katie?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what your new role is going to be with Envision Center.
Yeah, so I'm Katie Bogalke. I've been in Sandpoint since 2017. And I met Linus in, I think it was 2019 Leadership Sandpoint class, and we struck up a friendship and have been in contact since. And I've always had a heart for community, for being involved. I'm a freelance graphic designer, so I've kind of been holed up at my beautiful house over on Bottle Bay Road. And so I started to have a deeper need for connecting with folks in our community, and to do that and to also heal from a past experience and wound, I had started a nonprofit called Return Retreats. And that, it incorporated, did decently well, but COVID really shut that down. But what it didn't shut down was my need for community. And so I did a little stint at Priest River Ministries Advocates for Women, working there for about 6 months, and really enjoyed that. But the community center is much closer and a little bit more in line with what I do and where my talents lie. So I'm really excited about this new position. I get to host these quarterly spin meetings, which again is the Service Providers Information Network. I'm going to be working with our Volunteer Connect platform, and that assists nonprofits and individuals. We give them training and teach them how to effectively use that program. And then also running our charity tracker platform. And this is just a way for nonprofits and churches and different agencies to see where people are coming into into our programs and how they're using the community's assets and just really where they've been plugged in or haven't been plugged into yet. And then quite possibly the most fun is I'll get to become the tournament chair for the Idaho Golf Classic. And that's going to be a ride, I'm sure.
Is that at held out at the Idaho Club?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. It's the Monday after Father's Day.
Okay. Mark that on your calendars right now, golfers.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
A new role in the community.
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited about it. I think I'm going to be meeting all sorts of wonderful people, and I've been smiling for four straight days at the event center, or yeah. Envision Center.
That's because you've only been there 4 days.
So. Yes.
So you're brand new. Well, you have an event coming up. It's called the New Face of Veteran Services in Bonner County, and that's coming October 20th. Can you tell us what's that about?
Yeah. So as Linus had mentioned, we have a new VA clinic that is going in right below. I shouldn't say going in. It has been put in. It is gorgeous. We got to tour it last week. And the facility is state of the art. And actually today, right after this, we're going to head over there for their open house where they're trying to, they will be enrolling veterans into their program. And what's really important about the VA clinic is the more enrollments they have, the more staff they're allowed to have and the more services they're allowed to have. So we thought it would be a wonderful opportunity for us to partner with them for our quarterly spin meeting, get more vets up to our space where they'll inevitably be, exposed to the clinic. And to also share some other resources with veterans that they might not know about. Earlier, Susie had mentioned a sailing excursion on Lake Ponderay, and we're excited to have John Totten of Dog Smile Adventures joining us on the 20th. He's going to talk about some of the services that he provides. And he takes veterans out. He also takes other underserved groups of people out for, day-long sailing adventures on the lake and really empowers them through adventure and engages them out on the water. So we're excited to hear about the programs that he's offering for vets. We also have some other guest speakers. We're going to have Miriam from the VA clinic come and talk with us, and Dante Ramore from Spokane Veterans Veterans Services. He's going to come and speak with us and just share a lot about how veterans can get plugged into recreation here in this beautiful four season environment.
You may not know the answer to this question, but maybe Linus does. How many veterans do we have living here?
I don't know how many are living here, but we know that in the last 2 years, I did a quick look when Katie and I were exploring this topic, and we have consistently served veterans every year, but in the past 2 years, we've actually served 35 veterans who have come to the Resource Center, which is a little unusual because there are a lot of veteran services here. And so we're honored that they think of us to come and get plugged into resources.
Mm-hmm. And they came because they didn't really know where to go. And that's one of the prime services that you provide is aiming people at the appropriate source of services in town.
Yeah. And we'll make phone calls to other agencies and nonprofits and ask, is this a good referral for you? Because the worst thing you can do to someone in crisis or need is send them down a rabbit trail that doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. And we really try hard not to do that.
Mm-hmm. So the event on October 20th is 11:30 to 12:30. I see that on the flyer you provided here. And it's at the Envision Center itself.
Yep.
In Kootenai.
Correct.
And is this just for veterans, or would families of veterans come to this sort of event?
Yeah, it's open to everyone. So we sent an e-blast out yesterday to our entire SPIN network. So that's all of our service providers in the community that are on our list. If you'd like to be on that list, you can email me at katie@crecidaho.com, and we can get you added to that. But this is open for everyone. And we also will have a Zoom link available so that if you are unable to come on out to the Envision Center, we can have you available or online with us. And then also we're trying to have a lunch afterwards for our veterans to just show them our love and appreciation for them. So we're still searching for a potential donor, a sponsor, somebody who'd like to come out and serve our fine veterans lunch. And so I'm going to be making some calls this afternoon to make that happen.
And the folks that are going to attend, do they need to RSVP in advance? I mean, I'm sure that's very helpful for you
guys. It's definitely helpful. It's not necessary, but we would appreciate it. And again, that's katie@crecidaho.com.
Yeah. And the website is crecidaho.com. And that's for Community Resource and Vision Center, the CREC part of that. And you will be able to go there. You'll have a link on the website to the Zoom.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We'll get that link up on our website as well as emailed out to folks who are on our lists. And yes, it should be great. It'll be great if you join us in person. It would be wonderful if you came and joined us online.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Linus, do you want to tell us anything else about this particular event that's coming up?
Not about the event, but what I would like to say, as I sit here, I am honored to be working with Katie. As you can see, she's a quick study. I mean, she has picked this up so quickly. And one of the big things we're doing right now is we're a tenant representative for housing with the Idaho Housing and Finance. And on the very first day, Katie's very first day, she came in and our housing resource specialist was out of the office, and we just helped people all day. And she just picked it up. And so I am so honored to be, have her on the team. It's really exciting to see where we're going to go.
Oh, that's so sweet, Linus.
So housing, of course, is a big issue in town right now. What kinds of resources can you help people with in that regard?
Well, it's a rental assistance program, and it's either helping with their current rent, or if they're being priced out of it, or they don't have any place to live, there's a hotel stay available while they look for somewhere. I think last time we talked, Chris, when Sarah and I did the show with you, when we first launched this, I think we launched in March, and since then we've closed 40 cases, and it's $185,000 has been distributed to people here. And
that's very significant.
Yeah.
So if somebody is listening and they themselves, or they know somebody that does need help with housing, just get in touch with the Community Resource and Vision Center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What other sorts of programs do you want to tell us about? We have a few minutes. Tell me a little bit more about the connection service. You're trying to find easy ways for people who want to get involved to connect up with nonprofit organizations that might kind of mirror their passions to help.
Absolutely. So our Volunteer Connect program, it keeps people informed of opportunities to give of their time and their talents and their treasures, right? So say, let's say Priest River Ministries needs to have their van serviced. We could put that up to the Volunteer Connect, and somebody who's looking to give, 3 hours of their time could go and take that vehicle for an oil change. They could go get it washed and cleaned. Bring it back, and that's a way for them to get involved and serve and to be of service to an organization that's doing amazing things in our community. It could be going and painting. It could be serving at a Second Harvest food drive. It's really just a tool that allows people to jump in on their schedule, right, so that they can be in charge of their time and also the organizations that they get involved with. So ideally, we would have all of our nonprofits signed up for this and posting on that regularly so that people can get involved. And then also just that we could grow our volunteer list so that they are aware of the opportunities that are going on within our community. Just like you were rambling off all of the things that are happening this weekend for events and things that we get to go and listen to and be part of, there's endless opportunities to volunteer in this community, and it's what makes Sandpoint such a wonderful place to live.
Mm-hmm. So do you maintain a list that a potential volunteer could get on that you send an email to if a nonprofit group comes in and says, hey, we need help on this event in two Saturdays to cut firewood or something like that. Is there a push out to a volunteer, potential volunteer list?
Yeah, I believe the way that works is that the volunteers who are signed up within Volunteer Connect will be able to see that. I don't know if
it's
we
like
send...
a match.com yeah, for volunteers and volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
So a nonprofit organization would post an opportunity, like a job board, and then the volunteer can go in and
swipe
scroll.
Left or
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Not literally swipe left.
I don't think so.
No.
I liked the analogy, though. I'm going to go with that.
It's a great.
Okay. Anything else that you would like to tell us about?
I want to give you guys a shout out for your fundraiser, because I know how important it is. And I just want to say that we are also only supported by local grants and individual donations. And I think there's a little bit of misnomer out there that we get some sort of state or federal funding. We do not. We have never, and don't plan on it unless there aren't any strings attached. But so I appreciate the need to get your message out there for people who do want to give generously.
So you became the Envision Center, what, 2 years ago? Something like that.
Yeah, in 2020. That's what we were right. doing during COVID, but is our reset.
That does connect you to what federal agency?
It was a HUD program, Dr. Ben Carson. This was his project.
Housing and Urban Development,
mm-hmm.
right? And so how can they help short of giving money?
They don't.
Okay.
This current administration is not supporting Envision Centers. We still really. Have a HUD team who will let us know if there's any resources available for our community that we might think is a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, there's really not any relationship right now with HUD.
Hmm. Was that likely to come back?
I don't know.
Yeah. Wait and see.
Yeah. It does, I hope it comes with a check.
Yeah, but of course. Okay. Anything else you want to mention? We got just a couple minutes left here.
Yeah, I guess I'd just like to one last plug on our event for the 20th, the New Faces of Veteran Services. And also just if you are a veteran and you are listening to this today, from 11 to 1 at the new VA clinic, which is at 130 McGee Road, you can come in and tour the facility. You can sign up and enroll for their services. And again, you know, we don't benefit from them having greater enrollment, but the community certainly does. The more enrollment they have, the more services they have, the more staffing that they'll have, and it's just better all-around care. So, again, that's why we decided to have our event on the 20th, and I know Linus and I are going to head there this afternoon and watch a bunch of bikers and veterans come and raise that flag and celebrate this new milestone for Sandpoint.
Do you know what time that is?
It's from 11 to 1.
It's 11 to 1 today.
Today.
Is the opening.
Is the opening of the VA clinic.
Happening right now. And then on October 20th, there's this New Face of Veteran Services event to come. That runs from 11:30 to 12:30. It's at the Envision Center on McGee Road in Kootenai. So I want to say thank you to Linus Jelinek and Katie Bogalke for coming in to fill us in.
Yeah. Thanks for having us, Chris.
Thank you.